Good morning. This is VPR News. I'm Mitch Wertlieb. 8,000 electric customers around Vermont are still without power more than 2 days after a windstorm hit the region. Utilities around the state continue to work to restore power to residents, and they are taking a financial hit from the storm. Patty Richards, general manager of Washington Electric Co-op, the general manager, says the utility loses revenue when residents lose power, but there are other costs as well.
The restoration process is a real big ticket item, and we'll be spending millions of dollars on restoring power, but we'll get help from the federal government in terms, because we're a not-for-profit, and to help us fill that gap, at least partial help.
Richard says that federal aid could come from the Federal Emergency Management Agency, or FEMA. Richard says at the height of the outage, over 60% of Washington Electric's customers had no power. The co-op still has over 1,000 customers without electricity. Vermont State Police say an arrest warrant has been issued for a Massachusetts man in the shooting deaths of two people whose badly burned bodies were found in their Townsend home last week. Police said Wednesday 46-year-old Justin Orwat of Springfield, Massachusetts, is being charged with aggravated murder and first-degree arson following the blaze that was reported on Friday. The victims have been preliminarily identified as 43-year-old Stephen Lovely and 35-year-old Amanda Sanderson. A Chittenden County State Senator who was charged with drunken driving earlier this month is expected to plead guilty this week. 55-year-old Deborah Ingram says she will plead guilty to driving under the influence when she appears in court today. A Moortown man says he's lucky to be alive after spending 12 hours pinned underneath a tree that fell on his yurt in Sunday's windstorm. Anthony Kessler told WCAX-TV that the tree pinned his abdomen and legs, trapping him there. His neighbor spotted the damage and the yurt and called for help. Kessler suffered no broken bones but does have extensive tissue damage, and he could lose a leg. It took 2 hours for rescuers to secure the building and remove the log. Kessler is being hospitalized at UVM Medical Center. Vermont's chief public defender says an arrangement to house some of the state's inmates in a Pennsylvania prison is making it much more difficult for his lawyers to communicate with their clients. Defender General Matthew Valerio says that the transfer to the Camp Hill prison over the summer is causing more problems than previous out-of-state incarceration agreements. Vermont's Deputy Commissioner of Corrections Mike Touchette says some privately run out-of-state prisons previously accommodated the Defender General's request for a confidential phone line and eased rules on attorney visits. The Pennsylvania Department of Corrections says staff granted Vermont attorneys greater access to inmates through its visitor policy, and the Defender General had not communicated any concerns with the process previously. A former police officer accused of stealing heroin from a police evidence locker and giving it to a woman he was having an intimate relationship with has pleaded not guilty to federal drug charges. Former Royalton officer John Brayalt was arraigned Tuesday on heroin and marijuana distribution charges. Eye in the sky today, showers and maybe a glimpse of sun, highs upper 50s.